This is quite a gospel, isn't it? I'm not entirely sure that when Luke had this word spoken to the early church, it was any easier for them to hear these words than it is for you and for me to hear the gospel this week. And in order to understand how Luke could address these words to the early Christian community, it's important to remember the heart of our faith. In our second reading, a continuation of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he speaks again about what it's like to live the resurrected life. For the last several weeks, he's been comparing and reminding the early community of their central point of faith, that Jesus was raised up from the dead after his ministerial life, and not only was he raised to new life, but through his resurrection, all believers also share the fullness of life and live not only a natural life, but a supernatural life as well. And living the supernatural life needs to be the reminder day by day as you and I strive to do the will of God. For we're called to be a people who live not only in this very real world, but we are also people of eternal life, called to transform this world into the kingdom of God. And when that's the case, we live a different kind of reality. And so when we come together today, we hear a couple examples of that. First of all, in our Old Testament reading, we hear about the man who would become king, David, having an experience wherein he demonstrated the power of God in his life. Because David and his servant had come upon Saul, who was at that time the king of the Israelite community, who was at first a very faithful person in the kingdom of God. But then Saul gave in to other forces, and he became an evil king, someone that the Israelites no longer could put their trust or faith in. And so David, this young man who eventually would be king, had an opportunity one night to go and actually kill King Saul. And he went with his servant ready to do that, but then chose not to. He knew that the office of king was something to be held as honorable. Even though there wasn't an honorable person in that role, the importance of being faithful to authority was an important thing for David. And eventually what happened, of course, was Saul was defeated and David became king. But he did not take the life of his predecessor. He chose to show the mercy of God. Now, in the gospel story, we hear how Luke, in his writing of the gospels, challenged the early community by reminding them of the words of Jesus, that they were to love their enemies, to do good to those who did evil to them. To the people who struck you on one cheek, you were to offer the other. You weren't supposed to be defensive. You were supposed to be loving and caring and not exact any kind of vengeance. It takes a special kind of person to live that kind of life, doesn't it? It's not in the natural order to live that wonderful way. And so we're reminded today that we are to live in the supernatural order, though we are very natural people immersed in a very real world, we are also people of the resurrection who have faith and trust in the power of God in our lives. And frankly, that changes everything. We have no excuse for acting like other people do. We have no excuse to live just in the natural order. We are called to more than that. And because of the power of God in our lives, we are more than that. So, how will you live the resurrected life? How will I take seriously the challenge of this gospel? How will we challenge the people in authority to accept responsibility for their place in our experience and be the best they can be? Not just doing what they want, not just doing what they can, but doing what they should do. Like you and I are called not to do just what we can or want to do, but what we should do. We are called to be the very best we can be. We are given the opportunity to do that, particularly when we come to the Eucharist to receive the very body and blood of Jesus. We have no excuse to settle for less of ourselves than what God asks us to do. So will you take the Word of God seriously this week? Will I be able to demonstrate in the way I live my life that there's more to living than just the ordinary? That there is not a call to vengeance, but a call to mercy? There is a call to understanding all of those people so different from ourselves. And interesting, at the last part of the gospel, not to judge anyone else. Not to hold someone else who thinks differently or operates differently than we do to be sinners or to somehow or another have to change their lives until we can show them a better way to live. It says, "Do not judge, lest you be judged. For the measure with which you measure out to others is the measure to which God will hold you accountable." That's a pretty scary thought for people who are living just in the natural order. But for those of us who also let the power of God through our lives can hold ourselves in relationship to God and do so much better than we usually do. Will we let that life of Christ come through us this week into the world that waits to see transformation and love, justice and peace? It's up to us to do it. Will we let God work in our lives?